As Martin Luther King's life and legacy are celebrated across the country today, a Siena poll indicates New Yorkers' views of race relations have soured compared to a decade ago.
Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring!
New Yorkers' views on race relations today are nearly as negative as they have ever been over the last dozen years. Interestingly, these negative views on the state of race relations in our state are across the board. At least 60% of whites, blacks, Latinos, upstaters, downstaters, liberals, moderates, and conservatives all view race relations negatively.
Siena's Steve Greenberg says in 2010, a majority of New Yorkers, 51%, had a positive view of race relations in the state.
As New Yorkers commemorate the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., only 33% of New Yorkers think race relations in the state are excellent or good, compared to 64% who say they're only fair or poor. Down a little from last year's Siena College poll, when 35% viewed race relations positively and 60% viewed them negatively.
Leon Van Dyke is an original member of the Brothers, an Albany-based civil rights group that fought for change and combated racism during the turbulent 1960s.
I don't question the Siena survey, but you look at the changes, and then you when you read the studies and what have you, it is obvious that we have quite a ways to go. That some people were not able to take advantage of the opportunities that were presented. The schools are not in good shape. But you have more African Americans graduating from college than ever before. But it's still not the same. It's not equity there. So I don't question at all, but there is changes, and those changes are obvious to me.
Van Dyke, who just recently returned to Albany after 11 years overseas, himself has a positive view of local race relations today versus 15 to 20 years ago.
You almost would never see black working, you know, as salespeople or what have you. And now I see it all over the place. You know, I smile to myself when I'm eating, when I'm at the Olive Garden, you know, and you see the hostess black, you see the you see the waiter black, and which before would you see a black person in these stores? They were mopping the floors. So that's a big change that I see. That's different, even with the just in the last 11 years. So the diversity is becoming obvious.
The Siena survey finds that with diversity comes discrimination, though, according to Greenberg.
71% of white voters say that ethnic and racial minorities experience discrimination in New York. So too do 81% of Latinos and 91% of black voters. Similarly, at least 70% of Jews, Catholics, and Protestants, as well as blacks, whites, and Latinos, say religious minorities in New York experience discrimination. More than one-third of New Yorkers, 35%, say that in the last year they have been treated unfairly because of their race, religion, ethnicity, gender, or sexual orientation. Last year, only 30% said they were treated unfairly. However, last year, the wording of the question did not include religion. If 35% of 12 million New York voters were treated unfairly last year because of their race, religion, gender, ethnicity, or sexual orientation, that means more than 4 million New Yorkers face discrimination based on who they are or what they look like. That is certainly not a legacy that would make Dr. King very proud.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.